The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by myself. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Ian Critelli. Please bow your heads with me. God, we thank you for this day, for the weather you have given us, and for the safe travels of our colleagues here to the Senate. God, would you just watch over us, protect us, be with us, surround us. God, where there is pain, give mercy. Where there's challenges, give peace. God, just be with those who are struggling with the loss of family and friends, those who are struggling with other difficulties, just be with them. Let them feel of your peace and love and grace. We say these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the will. Secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on March 24, 2022, passed the following bills. Senate Hall 2190, bill for equitable land use of child labor for certain bakery machines occupations utilizing pizza dough rollers. Senate Hall 2233, bill for equitable land determines used in the context of land surveying. Senate Hall 2310, a bill for equitable land to multiple housing cooperatives, including by providing for the conversion to cooperative under the Iowa Cooperative Association's agent merger with limited liability company. Senate Hall 2322, a bill for equitable land assessment of fees when persons request examination, copying of public records. Senate Hall 2363, a bill for equitable land requirements of sex offender to be granted for modification of sex offender registry requirements. Senate Hall 551, bill for an equitable land to firefighters and emergency medical service members responding to emergency situations, certain vehicles. Senate Hall 2285, bill for equitable land requirements for additional member city planning and zoning commission and board of adjustment, city extends its zoning jurisdiction. House Hall 2168, a bill for an equitable land to massage therapy, including child independent assault, adult abuse reporting and continuing education requirements, making penalties applicable. House Hall 2516, a bill for an equitable land to appointment of counsel for indigent persons by the court in certain cases. House File 2564, bill for making appropriations for Culture Affairs, Economic Development Authority, Iowa Finance Authority, Public Employment Relations Board, Department of Workforce Development, State Board of Regents, certain regions institutions, Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, providing for properly related matters, including contingent, effective date, and applicability revisions. House File 2565, bill for not willing to make appropriations following certain state departments, agencies, funds, and certain other entities, providing for regulatory authority, providing for the other properly related matters, including effective date provisions. House File 2566, bill for not appropriation certain tax receipts concerning internet fantasy sports contests, sports wagering to the county endowment fund and for gambling treatment programs. House File 2567, a bill for equitable education, including requirements related to mandatory reporters, process for investigating complaints against licensed practitioners, responsibilities, Department of Education, school districts, charter schools, credited upon public schools, and the Board of Educational Examiners. Mr. President, we also have an introduction as part of the governor or the gubernatorial appointment and confirmation process. Over my right shoulder is Stephen Lucan of West Des Moines. He's the governor's appointee as the director of the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs. And he will be here for half an hour after that, after this introduction. Again, Stephen Lucan, Executive Director of the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs.
Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none, do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? Seeing none, Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, March 29th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion barely prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Tuesday, March 29th at 9 a.m.